advice to my younger self, put everything in God's hand and just live. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. I am so happy that you are here. If you are new, thank you for tuning into my podcast. If you are here from previous episodes, I am so happy that you are here as well. How y'all been doing? I don't know. For me, I know for some people it's been stressful. For me, it's been stressful. I hope y'all doing okay. And if you are not, I'm always going to use this verse. The rain that you're experiencing right now cannot compare to the sun, the heat, the beautiful flowers, the beautiful bees, the beautiful butterflies roaming around after the rainfall. The blessings are going to come. It takes time. Just have faith, okay? Just have faith. All right. I've been doing great. I hope you guys have been doing great. And if you're not, it's okay. Like I said, it's okay. You're never going to have great days. It's never going to be constant great days. Some days you're going to be happy. Some days you're going to be sad. Some days you're going to be angry. And that's okay. Ooh, this episode, we're going to be talking about me again, once again. We're going to be talking about me. This topic for this week. Before I say that, it is the first Thursday of the month, which I have a new segment on my podcast, is where I have a Google Doc on my Instagram. If you don't know my Instagram for my podcast, it is __ Glory Talk with Kiki, but it's just the alphabet, the first letters, which is GTWK, but it's __ GTWK. And the new segment is I will be doing topics or questions. And if, you know, I have extra time, I will be doing just a whole episode on that one question or several topics if I have enough questions. If you have, it could be about anything, and it doesn't have to be about, you know, anything spiritual. If you have any personal questions, it could be about relationships. It could be about anything you want. It could be personal. It could be anything. And you can make it anonymous. You don't have to. And it's already anonymous anyway. So if you want to add your name, you can. If you don't want to, that is fine. All right. That's why I wanted to let y'all know that it's a new segment on my podcast. I'll be doing it once a month or more if I feel like it. Whatever God tells me to do, I just do it, honestly. But I just feel like I should be doing that, because I feel like a lot of people have questions. And don't be afraid to send me questions, honestly. Don't be afraid to do that whatsoever, because I'm not here to judge anybody whatsoever. Whatever questions you have, I'm going to answer it the best of my abilities, okay? All right, but the topic for today is, am I doing my part? Am I doing my part? What do I mean by that? Am I doing my part to take care of myself? Am I doing my part to talk to God, read my Bible, pray when I wake up, when I go to sleep, when I'm feeling angry, when I'm feeling upset, when I'm feeling uncertain, when I'm feeling uncertainty, when I feel like the whole world is crashing down on me, when I'm having a burnout moment, which I'm having right now? I'll talk about that in a second. Am I doing my part? If you're a mom, you're taking care of your kids. Are you doing your part to take care of you? Are you doing your part for yourself? Are you doing your part for your kids? Especially with me, with multiple responsibilities for myself and my podcast, and school and work. Am I taking care of myself? And that's when the burnout moment comes. And I feel like I've been burnt out so much. It's my second time feeling burnt out. So I'm just sitting here. I'm just like, what do I do? What do I do? When I feel like I want to give up, what do I do? When I feel like I just can't do this no more, I'll be telling God, I'll be like, God, I can't do this no more. My eyes start twitching. I stress. I know me, I'm a stress freak. I be stressing every day. Because everything is up to me. everything has always been up to me. What do I do then? I want to give y'all some advice, honestly. Because I really had to sit down with myself and really think about it and talk to God as well. What do I do? And I was at work for the, like, I've been working so much, but I have had a lot of time to sit and think. And he told me, look back on everything that you have done when you feel like this. When I felt like I was about to get to this burnout moment. I did everything in my possible way not to get there. Why have you left that? And I remember there was days when I felt like I was about to feel burnt out. Exactly what I did. I sat down on my carpet floor. I don't have carpet anymore. They just took it out. But when I did, I would lay on the floor and just feel the carpet. And I would go downstairs, just walk around my house with no shoes on. I just feel the cold, bare ground. And I knew in peace, joy, happiness just comes to me. And I know that God is there with me. And there was no need to feel burnt out. I was in my word every single day, more than twice, 3-4 times a day. I was telling myself that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the head, not the tail. With God, everything is possible. And suddenly I stopped doing that. School got too busy. Started working more. Wasn't going to the gym. Kept getting sick. Started to feel burnt out. No one was helping me. It was just me. And I kept reminding myself, like, what did I do to get to this point? And I had to remind myself that when you know breakthrough is coming, when you know you're healing from everything, all the trauma, all the extra stuff, you can't be trying to walk on your knees. You can't be trying to go forward without walking on your legs. You can't walk on your knees. You won't be able to see. You gotta push yourself. No matter the situation, you need to be content. You need to know that through God, He strengthens me. There's nothing, I don't lack nothing because His blood is inside of me. And I really wanted to talk about, okay, what does it mean to be feeling burnt out? My type of burnt out is when I'm not reading my word. I'm extremely tired. And all I do is complain. Expecting everybody to understand, expecting everybody to get it. It doesn't work like that. And not everybody's going to get it. Not everybody's going to understand. What do you do then? What do I do now that I'm in this place again and I don't even understand? Nothing's going as planned. What do I do then? And I feel like I really got to that point. I was like, no, I need to sit back and think about it. And I sat back and I thought about it. You need to remind yourself, what were you doing that helped you not feel burnt out? I want to give y'all some steps. And trust me, I know there's a lot of people that are listening right now. They're like, well, she's about to give some spiritual steps, and you know, I don't really believe in God. You don't gotta believe in what I believe in. You don't gotta believe that God, you know, God gave His only Son for us, washed away all our sins. In Him we find peace, joy, love, all that. By grace, we are saved through faith. You don't gotta believe in that. I'm not saying that. I am 100% not saying that. But if you do believe in what I believe in, just listen. This is for everybody. You can't try to face things and try to go around it. No. I'm so sorry, but that ain't gonna work. And I'm not saying you gotta be ready for everything, because you're never gonna be ready for anything. That's one. You're never gonna be ready for anything. But don't try when you feel like things are getting tough. Don't forget everything that you work hard for. Don't let everything that you work hard for go in vain. Don't go try to put yourself in the depression or the relationship or the friendship that broke you. Don't go try to find something similar like that. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. Put yourself as a priority. Because trust me, ain't no one going to want to do it for you. Ain't nobody want to be your therapist. And I'm not saying getting a therapist is bad, y'all. I'm not saying that. But take care of yourself. Take a minute and take a break. You don't got to be running up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And secondly, don't let people tell you that taking a break is bad or slowing down. Jesus did it. When he felt sad, he went up on that mountain. He cried alone. He went to go find some rest in a corner, you know, up on the mountain. He found rest after the job is done. Even when the job isn't done, Jesus still has stuff to do after that. All of them still have stuff to do after that. Each and every person in the Bible. But Jesus himself, he took a break. No matter the situation. When you feel like your world is upside down, take a break. Knowing me, I'm a workaholic. I don't know how to take a break. But what happens when you don't know how to take a break? As of me right now, my wrists are kind of like messed up. I went out with my cousins. We went out because we haven't seen each other for so long. We went out on a date to Defy. And like my wrist kind of got messed up there, I guess. But I wasn't taking care of myself. And I wasn't making sure, you know, that, yeah, I'm a priority. I'm priority to myself. I'm number one in my life. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. I wasn't going to the gym. I stopped doing everything that I knew how to do. I stopped all of it. And I got right back to where I was months ago. What do I do now? Every time I get into the twist of my life, I don't know how I got here. I don't know what to do to get out of it. But now that I realize I need to take a break, do not be afraid to step back and look outside of yourself and see what you have to do to get better. That's for everything. Job-wise, if you don't like that job, get up. You could change it. The decisions you make today will determine the stories you tell tomorrow. Craig C. That's literally on my calendar on the floor. The decisions you make today will affect you tomorrow. Learn how to do your part. Meet everything halfway. Because guess what? When you don't do your job, you fall. And I feel like another thing people don't realize, as a Christian, you're not living for you. You're living for God. And through God, you help other people. You are somebody's blessing. You are somebody's encouragement, motivation. Let that be your motivation to get up. Keep going. Even when you feel like your legs are about to cut off. Take a break. Slow down. You don't gotta run. Skip a little bit. Skip a little bit. You know, hoppity hop a little bit. But take a break. Sleep a little bit. You don't gotta do everything in one day. Oh my gosh, y'all. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I used to be the type of person where I felt like I had to do everything in one day. You can't do that. I promise you. You can't do that. Another thing that I had to realize is once I felt like I was just allowing too much things to go on in my life and I was forgetting everything that I had trained myself. I was letting go of old things, letting new things come in. And everything that I learned from letting go of the old things, it was supposed to help me as of right now. And I let it go. It God reminded me, you can't let everything that you built, everything that you work hard for, go in vain. Especially if it's for God. Especially. If you are not connected to God, you cannot bear fruit. If you're not taking care of yourself, you cannot do what God wants you to do. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. Take a break. If you feel like you need help mentally, physically, go get a therapist. Go on a vacation. Stop working for a few. You don't got to be working. You don't got to go crazy. I understand. As of right now, we living in tough times. Now, honestly, we living at the end of times too. But don't let that stop you from taking a break. Because when you're tired, you're tired. Don't break yourself down for temporary things. Because all of this right now, podcasts, my devotional journal, my phone, all this is temporary. Your body as well. It's temporary. But don't allow all the stuff that around you stop you from what is greater, what God has for you. Don't allow all the extra stuff to get in your way. Everything that you do now is going to affect you. Learn what your priorities are, but yourself, you need to start taking care of yourself more so you're not feeling burnt out, so you're not feeling like, dang, what did I do to get to this point? What did I do? Did I not meet myself halfway? Did I not meet God halfway? You stuck in that same sin again. What were you doing? Did you go back to that same environment that hurt you? Did you go back to that same environment that God then took you out of? You ain't meeting him halfway. Everybody got that one sin that they, you know, was messing them up. You ain't meeting God halfway no more. Like you said you would. Let your yes be a yes. Let your no be a no. Don't let anything get in your way of you getting better. Learn how to keep going no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. Learn how not to do that. I want us to look at the Bible verse. Psalms 34. This Bible verse has been in my head for weeks for some reason, which is odd. And I was like, wow, God, what are you trying to say to me right now? What are you trying to say? We're going to look at Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Y'all. God focuses on the righteous. God delivers to righteousness. He is a healer. He is a guider. He is the protector. Learn how to meet everything halfway. You can't expect God to do everything. But, you know, I'm going to keep saying this. God is always going to do his part. It is up to you to do your part. And a lot of people be like, nah, she talking too much. No. I ain't talking too much. I ain't talking too much. God always going to do what he knows how to do. He's always going to do everything he has to do. He's not going to force you to do nothing. But you discipline yourself. You have obedience to do everything in the way that he wants you to. And to meet him halfway. You can't expect him to do everything. Because if he do everything, it is not by choice anymore. It's by force. And he don't work like that. He's worked by humility, meekness, humbleness, obedience. That is how he works. Learn how to take a break. Learn how to meet everything halfway. Learn how to do your part. And don't overdo your part. You never want to do that. Don't ever overdo your part. But make sure you take care of yourself. And I also came to realize that having a blackout moment, the devil gonna get you that way. Whoo! The devil is going to get you. Because he knows you are at your lowest. He knows that, yeah, she's tired right now. Oh, this same thing. This is, you gotta remember this. Halt. The devil tempts you, gets you when you're hungry, you're angry, you're tired, you're lonely. When you feel burnt out, sometimes you feel lonely. When you burnt out, sometimes you're angry because you're like, man, what did I do to get to this point? What did I do? I don't even know. I'm upset. Sometimes you're not eating. You're not hungry, or you're more hungry than usual. You got to remember all these things. Meet God halfway. Do your part. So the devil, don't give him no foothold. He don't deserve that. He from the trenches, y'all. He is from the trenches. Learn how to do your part. Take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, it is up to you. Like I said, it is up to you to take care of you. Because no one else will do it. But learn how to put God in the center. Live your life. You are free to love. You are free to travel. You're free to go date. You're free to do whatever you want. But put yourself first. Put yourself first. And make sure that God is a priority as well. Because without him, you wouldn't be able to travel. You wouldn't have the money to travel. You wouldn't be here right now. You could have cut your life short. Learn how to put him first. And also remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're beautiful. You're a child of God. You're a man of God. You're a woman of God. You are beautiful. God made you in his image. Glorify your body. Because God made you. He knows your name. He don't know you by the things you used to do. He knows you by your name. He knows you for who you are. Don't let nothing stop you from taking care of yourself. Nothing stop you from getting better. It is up to you. All right, y'all. I'm going to close this out with a prayer like I usually do. Go ahead and close your eyes and bow your heads. My Father who is in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing each and every person that is listening right now to be here. So many people didn't have the chance. So many people didn't have the opportunity to make it this far throughout the day, Father Lord. But you have allowed us to be here. You have allowed us to make it this far. And we are truly grateful. I want to thank you for being with us when we didn't have anybody. I want to thank you for being with us when we were angry, when we were upset, when we sinned against you. You was right there, Father Lord. And you didn't deserve that. But you was here with us anyway. You do not hold anything against us, Father Lord.
You're with us no matter the situation, Father Lord. I pray that you forgive us of our sins because we are sinners. It is in our nature to sin, Father Lord. But you, your son, has died on the cross for us, Father Lord. And we know that we are not worthy of your forgiveness. We are not worthy of your grace, Father Lord, and your loving, but you still give it to us anyway, and we are truly thankful for that. I pray that we learn how to put ourselves first. We learn how to say no, and we learn how to say yes, Father Lord, in certain situations, Father Lord. I pray that we are fearfully, wonderfully made. We are the head, not the tail. We are new in your creation, Father Lord. I thank you for being with us. I pray that you protect each and every person, Father Lord, that are going through things that we cannot explain, that we do not even know, Father Lord. But we know that you are a healer. We know that you are Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for doing everything that you do and everything that you continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. I'm so happy that you guys have listened to it. I am now listening to this. I am now signing out. Deuces!